It's December. How did we get here so fast? I've got something really cool to share with you today. I think you're really going to enjoy it. Stay tuned. We're going to get started. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, Empowerment for Successful Entrepreneurs. Today is episode number 59. No, it's not an accident. Today's episode is sponsored by Marketing Thunder. You can get 7 days of full access to Marketing Thunder for just $1. Visit us online at marketingthunder.com and learn from some of the best in the business. I encourage you to do that now. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of Coach's Corner. I can't believe that we're already in December. It just sort of happened so quickly. Just sort of came about without even, a whisper. And, you know, a little bit more festive here. I got a little bit of a nice design back there and got the lights instead of blue. They're red today. Just putting me in the mood for December. This is by far the fastest month of the calendar year. I don't know about you, but December is here, and you'll turn around Christmas, New Year's, bang, and you're into January. In January, everything kind of stops, right? It gets really slow for a lot of folks in January. And it's one of those transitional periods a lot of times too, because right now we're kind of thinking about, well, you know, what happened last year? Did we do anything great? Or, you know, did we reach the goals we had set out to reach for, at the beginning of the year? And for a lot of people, no, not at all. And do you even remember the goals you set for yourself at the beginning of the year? I happen to, because I use a little program called OneNote, and I put all that stuff in there, and I can go back and review it anytime I'd like to. And honestly, I don't go back and review it quite enough. You know, life gets in the way. You get busy. You got clients. You got people needing you. And this time of year, it's even more so. I got a lot of people who will be calling and asking for support because, like I said, that New Year's right around the corner and they want to have a little bit more success, right? They want things to change. Well, change is the topic for today. And really what I said at the beginning is, no, it's not an accident. What I was talking about was your success. Now, a lot of people will think, well, you know, I wasn't that successful this year, but you know what? Let's get rid of 2018. Let's push that aside. Let's forget about everything that happened in 2018. Let's flip the calendar over. Let's go to 2019. Everything's going to change. Well, that's the hope, right? We all have that. We all go through that. But does it really change or does it not change? And that's really the question that I have for you today. Is it really going to change just because the date on the calendar changes? Well, of course not. If you go into the new year with the same mindset, the same thinking, the same beliefs that you have today, what's going to change next year? Honestly, nothing, right? Nothing's going to change next year. So you're just going to keep going and doing the same thing and expecting that the results are going to be better. They're not going to be. Now, you know, would it help if you had a new shopping cart? Would it help if you had a new autoresponder? Would it help if you had better copy? Yeah, marginally, it's going to help. But what helps even more than that is really the topic that I want to share with you today. It's sort of silent, if you will, because in so many of us in the marketing arena, especially in the business community, we're focused on the tools, we're focused on the actions, we're focused on a lot of that stuff. But the truth of the matter is, when I look at anybody who is overtly successful, I mean, people who are just cranking it and making it really happen, rarely is it because they have a better autoresponder. Rarely is it because they have better sales copy. Rarely is it because they have better products and services. In fact, some of the products and services some of my clients who aren't making a dime online are much better than the ones making $1 million online. So you say, well, where does it really begin? Where is the difference? And the difference really comes from people who know and spend a lot of time working on not their business. You thought it was going to say that, right? They're working on their marketing. They're getting better on their marketing. After all, I'm known as a business coach, right? But the truth of the matter is, most often, my coaching clients don't get a whole lot of support in the way of business because that's not what they need. If they needed that, I would absolutely be able to deliver and deliver it very well and very skilled and very gifted in the area of marketing. But the truth of the matter is when I couple this other piece, this psychological piece, this personal development piece, and brought that into the business world, that is where people start to see amazing, amazing, amazing results. So we're going to talk about that today in a way that hopefully will resonate with you and help you get started, kicking off the new year on turning over a new leaf, literally, and changing some of the things that have been holding you back. Now, I got to tell you, we all have issues holding us back. I have them. You have them. We all have them. We walk out there and we say, we're going to go out there. We're going to crush it next year. Great. But you're going in with the same mindset, the same thinking, the same belief systems as you've had. You're not going to crush it. Hate to crush your dreams, but that's the truth of it. And, you know, you don't take my word for it. Look back year after year after year. How much better have you done year over year? Pretty much the same, right? Marginally 10% here, 5% there. That's the story of most people. And it's not to be ashamed of that, but that's just the truth of it all. That's really what ends up happening. So I want to take you through a little process here today. And like I said, success is not an accident. Success is, and I'm going to share this with you, and I apologize for looking over my PowerPoints here, but I want to get them up for you. Success is premeditated, it's visualized, and it's believed. Now, that last part, believed, is really where we're gonna focus today, because our belief systems really control a lot more about what's going on with us than we give them credit for. And you might say, I don't even know what I believe. Well, do you believe you can be successful? Most people go, well, you know, the other guy did it. Yeah, maybe. It's not a good belief. It's not very strong in you. So your belief system does create a lot of it. And like I said to you, it is not about having a new marketing strategy. I hate to disappoint a lot of people who are expecting that if they had a new marketing strategy, it's going to change everything. It is not. It's also not about having a new computer, having new software. It's not about that either. I know we want to keep talking about it. But the truth of the matter is, it's what you believe. It's really what's coming or happening or transacting in your brain between your two ears. That is what makes the biggest difference. Now, I'll share a little story with you. Tony Robbins had shared this with us many times in his seminars, that one of the things he did when he was 19 years old and basically living in a 400-square-foot apartment, doing the dishes in his bathtub, you all heard the story, I'm sure. One of the things that he worked on more than anything was his belief systems. And one of the things that he had to conquer was fear. And he really worked on it. And his whole seminar, the Unleash the Power Within, really is, the tagline for it for many years was how to turn fear into power, right? And that was the very first thing that he did, is he looked at his fears, all these beliefs of what he wasn't and what he couldn't accomplish. And he really started to examine those and started to make some significant changes with those belief systems. And what happened to him? I don't know, he did quite well for himself, don't you think? He did okay in this lifetime, he did a great job. And he continues to grow and expand even to this day. So that didn't happen by accident. It's not because he's got great content, he does. It's not because he's a great speaker, he is. But none of that would have been possible if those fears would have paralyzed him. Now, all of us have these. And you know, one of the strangest things that I learned along the way is that a lot of the belief systems that we carry through adulthood were formed before the age of 7. Wait a minute. Let me understand something here. You have belief systems about who you are and what you're capable of that were formed before you even know who you were. You haven't even developed. You haven't even become the person you're meant to become. Where do those belief systems come from? You picked them up from the people that were around you. Well, who was around you between the ages of 0, birth, and 7? Well, it was your parents. So you know why children act very much like their parents? You know, it's like you catch yourself as you get older, right? Oh, my dad used to say that. Now I'm saying it too. Well, that's because you were programmed by them. That's where that basis came from. Now, you're not stuck with it for life, but here's the thing. In school, they never teach you anything about this, right? You never learn about it. So nobody comes to you and says, well, listen, but you know, before you were 7 years old, you picked up your mom's belief and your dad's belief about money, about success, about who you were, about your talents, about your abilities, about how pretty you were, how pretty you weren't. You picked up all of this stuff before the age of 7. You didn't even know it. You just picked it up, put it in the subconscious, locked it away, and that became your vision of your identity. Now, kind of strange because you're no longer 7, right? Now you're an adult, but you're still operating with the same operating system that was installed years ago. Think about this, right? It would be like, gee, I'm running, Windows 2000 and it's 2018. How is that computer going to work for you? It's not. You know, it's just simply not going to. So we don't do that. We keep upgrading. We keep changing along with the times. And, if you're like me, you do the updates as soon as they come out. I want update. I want the next greatest thing. On and on again. We do that with the stuff around us, but we never do that with what our beliefs are. Now, sadly, our beliefs really do define us. They really do. And we have these things, and we're holding on to them, and we're living by them, and we're identifying with them. But what we're not doing is we're not questioning them. Big thing, right? You start questioning your beliefs. What do I believe about success? What do I believe about money? What do I really believe about my potential? What do I really believe about stepping out on the big stage of life and, you know, what people will think about me? Ooh, that's a pretty scary one, right? What will people think? That's one that has been with me for a very long time. And the truth of the matter is if you can get over that piece, you know, you start to get dangerously close to something called freedom, where you're not necessarily worried about what other people think. What other people think is their business. It really isn't your business. And when you make it your business, that's when bad things start to happen. So our beliefs really define us. And not only that, if you change your beliefs, you literally change your life. Now, I got this from Tony Robbins. A lot of my Tony Robbins training is coming through here, you can tell. But it really is true. And those beliefs that we have, that we keep holding on to, they define us. Now, really, you start asking questions to sort of uncover the belief systems that you've got. You may not even be aware of those systems that are running, those beliefs that are running your life. You may not even be aware of them. They're down there. They're under the surface. You're not aware of them. You just go through life, yada, yada, yada. This is what I've always done. I'm going to keep doing it again and again. And you keep getting the same results, you know, within a 5 to 10% range, if you will. You're getting the same results year in, year out. Your relationships are the same. You know, you get rid of one relationship and you replace it with another. And all of a sudden, the same problems are back again. And you say, how'd that happen? You know, I got rid of this one. It should be all different. And the same problems come back because you're approaching it with the same mindset, the same set of beliefs that you had going into the last one. So, you know, you want to change your relationship, you change your beliefs, and your relationship all of a sudden will change dramatically. Literally within days, you'll start to see a difference. So when I work with my clients, this is where I spend a lot of time because I want to know what they believe. What are their global beliefs about business? What are their global beliefs about success? How do they see themselves when they look in the mirror? What's coming back at them? What are they seeing? Are they seeing, oh, there's that guy who you know, like me, who's always picked last, right, in school for sports, any sporting event at all. I was always the last guy to get picked. How many can relate to that, right? So what is that? That creates a belief in you that, hey, I'm not very good at any of this stuff. Well, actually, you know, that's not true. I went through high school believing I wasn't very smart. That was a belief I held until I got to a Tony Robbins seminar, very first one back in, I think it was 1995, the very first time I went to a Tony Robbins event. I'd never really seen any live seminars and speakers before that point, which is really odd, being the person that I am. It's like, really, up until 1995, you haven't seen, but I saw him. And it was the very first time that I realized maybe I'm not so dumb, because here he was. Was on stage talking about psychology, something I knew absolutely nothing about. And there was a woman sitting next to me. And every few minutes, she would turn to me and she would say, I don't understand. What did he just say? And for some reason, I was able to turn to her and explain it to her in a way that she got it. And I thought, this is really weird because I went through high school, you know, never getting better than a C. I don't think I ever got a B or an A in anything in high school. And I said, how can this be? I have a belief system that I'm not very smart. It's just the way it was. It's what happened in high school. And here I am, you know, listening to this content that I've never heard before. I have no background in, and I can learn it that quickly and turn around and teach it. And it kind of blew me away. It was like, okay, you know, maybe that belief system I've been holding about me not being so smart, maybe it's not true. And I started to question the belief. And the moment you do that, you start knocking the legs out from under the belief and it can't continue to be a belief that you held, right? So I work with my clients a lot on this. And look, let's look at the belief system. Let's look at any belief you have and let's question why you believe it to be true. What are the references? What are the experiences you've had? You know, in my case, it was going through high school and never getting good grades. Never doing homework, by the way. I would never do homework in high school. I would get in trouble all the time for never doing homework. For me, never made sense that here I'm going to spend 8 hours a day in school and I'm going to come home and spend another 4 hours working on homework. And then when I get out in the labor force, what do they tell you? Don't ever take your work home with you. Okay, so why are you training me to take my work home with me if when I get out of school, I'm not going to do that. And it just kind of felt to me always like, you know, the teacher's not doing their job. If they're giving you all this homework, they're not teaching in the class because I'm there 8 hours. You've got my attention for 8 hours. When it's done, it's done. I want to go home. I want to go do something else. And, you know, for me, it was really mastering photography. And, you know, I always had a camera in my hand back then, and it was always wanting to do other things. I really didn't want to be doing math homework and math problems, trying to solve math problems. I had no interest in any of it. So hence, that's what was causing the bad grades. I was bored out of my mind with all these things. However, if I were taking a photography course, which I couldn't get, there wasn't one in high school, I would have excelled. I probably would have had the A's. I probably would have had the A's if I took, you know, things that were really of interest to me. So we have a belief, and it was totally backwards for me in terms of, you know, what I learned about myself, realizing that, you know, I'm not a dumb person. I'm actually pretty smart. I learned very quickly. I never knew that in high school. I was always daydreaming. I was always looking out the window. And what I didn't realize, what was really going on was, I got it. I'm bored. Let's move on. And it was just going way too slow for me. The whole thing was just way too slow. So I picked up these beliefs. You pick up these same beliefs as well. How about money? Money's another big one, right? What do you believe about money? Where'd you get the beliefs about money that you hold today? You got them from your parents. Really difficult sometimes for people to grow up in households where money wasn't plentiful, right? And to really work with this money thing when it doesn't make any sense because you've never had any great experience with it. Your parents really maybe didn't manage it well or didn't have enough of it, always complained about not having enough of it. Maybe your parents fought over it and you associated money equals fighting, money equals something bad. And you've got all these beliefs around money that aren't serving you today, right? So I had to change a lot of those and it made a difference. And I'm still working to change some of those beliefs because I still see them pop up from now and again. They still pop up for me. And like you, like anybody, I would highly suggest working with a coach. I do because I don't normally see it. I really explain emotions to people like a big fog, right? It's not necessarily this, but it feels like a big fog. When your own emotions are getting in the way, they put blinders on you literally. And it's very hard to see the next step. What a coach can do, a coach is not seeing any of that fog. They're detached emotionally from your situation. They don't share your same beliefs. They don't share, and they can see where you're going wrong very quickly. And I'm able to do this. And a lot of times my coaching clients, they'll get massive, massive shifts in just one session with me because of that. Because I don't have those blinders on. I'm able to see things that they can't see. Watch, I can see their patterns, spot their patterns in a heartbeat and help them to move beyond them and make major, major shifts in their life, in their business, in their relationships. And, you know, they come to me for business and marketing stuff. Great, that's wonderful. We're absolutely going to cover that. However, we want to make sure you're going into it eyes wide open, right? And we want to make sure there aren't any emotional gotchas that are going to get in the way, any belief systems that are going to get in the way. And, you know, the question I'll ask them is, what do you believe about your ability to become successful? This is one of many questions that I'll ask them. What do you believe about your ability to become successful? And they don't know. They say, well, I think I can do it. I expect to do it. And they'll leave my seminar and they'll build a mailing list of maybe 100, 200, 500 people, whatever, and never email them. And they go, what's up with that? You have the autoresponder you're paying for every month. You know what to do. I've given you all the strategies. I've given you the email. Sometimes I even give them the product to sell. Give them the product, the website, the sales letter. Give them the actual emails to send out. They still don't do it. Well, there's a belief blocking that, right? Not anything technical. You can't say, well, it's really hard to send an email. These systems today are so simple. Anybody can do it and anybody does do it. But why aren't you doing it? And the real question is because you have a fear. And what's the fear? The fear is, what do people think? Will I be upsetting them if I send this email? Will I be, judged? Will I be criticized? That's nothing of today. None of that's even happened. Why should you be even concerned about it until it happens? Then you figure out how to deal with it. But you worry about it before and it paralyzes you and you don't do anything. This has happened again and again and again with people I've worked with. And I have to tell you something, it's not a very difficult thing to overcome. But if you don't overcome it, you will stay paralyzed. And I got to tell you something, 2019 ain't going to be any different than 2018 unless you work on this stuff. And I know it's like I'm bringing you the bad news, but the good news is you can work on it. And the good news is you can break through it. And the better news is once you do, everything changes for you. So yeah, I'm speaking from experience here. Been there, done that, and can show you your way through it. Now, what is a belief? A belief is simply a thought that we just keep thinking over and over and over again. So we hold these beliefs, and you'll notice that they're there because it's sort of a perpetual thought that just keeps coming up and coming up and coming up and coming up again. Every time you run up against, well, I need to get on camera, I need to do a Facebook Live, and you wonder, well, why don't I do them? Why aren't I doing them more often? And you start to listen to the thoughts you're thinking about why you're not doing more Facebook Lives, for instance. And what you'll find is you're telling yourself the same story over and over again. What's behind the story? Well, there's a belief behind that story. Okay, let's change the belief. Let's change the narrative. Let's change the story. And let's get you up, doing more of your Facebook Lives if that's what you believe is going to build your business. Now, what's interesting here, I've worked with a lot of people who are afraid of, getting up on stage, literally at the event. They're next in line to get up on stage and they're backstage and they're trembling, right? And I asked them, what's going on? Oh, I have such a fear of public speaking, such a fear of public speaking. So I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. You have a belief that is about what will people think. You have a belief about whatever. I don't have time to deal with any of that right now. We can talk about it later. I don't have time for that right now. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to picture the spotlight. Instead of the spotlight being on you when you're on stage, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to picture somebody taking the spotlight and turning it and putting it on the audience instead. How does that feel? Okay, I can breathe again. Great. Why? Because the spotlight's not on you. Guess what? It's not on you anyway. Even though it may physically be on you, it's not. What you're doing on stage is about them, has nothing at all to do with you. You're there to serve them. And if you go in with that mindset, all of a sudden the fear goes away, the stress goes away, they're breathing again, they go up on stage to give a great presentation. Something as simple as that, right? Makes a big difference. And I've done this again and again and again. So I know it works. I know it's one of those things that works. And the same thing with your business. Like, you got to take that spotlight off of you. It's not about you. It is about the people that you serve. And like I say, when you shift your beliefs, it's the biggest work that I do with my clients because it makes the biggest difference in the shortest amount of time. If you're interested in that, we need to talk because I want to help you get there. I want to help you get to the point where you're shifting those beliefs that are holding you back. Now, part of the work really is, number one, identifying the beliefs, what we call diagnosis, right? You want to diagnose what's going on. What are the beliefs you're holding that are holding you back? And once we get those, when we get a handle on those, it is so easy to identify how to change and shift those beliefs. And give you the strategies, give you the tools, give you the things to do. I will ask you questions, and all of a sudden those beliefs will start to fall by the wayside. And you'll realize that they may have been great when you were 5, but now that you're 50, they kind of no longer serve. Actually, they haven't served you for a very long time. Why do you keep hanging on to them, right? I know a lot of people hang on to their phones for a very long time. I'm going to make this phone last 5 years. Why would you? It's not serving you anymore. Let's get the new one. Move on. Right? I get the new phone every time it comes out because I always want the latest and greatest. I don't want yesterday's technology. I don't want yesterday's beliefs. I want beliefs that are going to serve me today and help me move forward at a faster, more productive rate. You do too. And shifting beliefs, like I said, is a big part of the work that I do. And my clients will often see measurable results, like I said, often after a single coaching session with me. They might say, well, that sounds like a big promise. Well, it's true. And, you know, that's why one of the things that, I have always looked at after coaching 2,000 plus people for Tony Robbins and Associates in Chicago in a two-year period is that's what I started to recognize. It was like, okay, I'm going to work on their belief systems. I'm going to figure out what's going on and we're going to help them change some of those belief systems and their life changes just like that. Wow. Pretty cool, huh? Well, that is pretty cool. The hard part is it's sometimes hard to identify those beliefs that you're holding for yourself. You really need somebody else to walk in there and be able to spot them for you and help guide you in a way that help you find the answers to them. So, you know, here's the thing. If you think the next year, this is really poorly written, isn't it? If you go into the next year believing what you believe today, 2019 won't be any different than 2018. The truth is that it won't be. And I know we would like to think it's going to be different. I know we have a lot of hope there, but it's not going to be. And here's the promise to you. If you want to make big shifts, You have to work on the root of the issue, and the root of the issue is what you are believing about yourself and how you identify yourself primarily, things that you put after I am. And I can do a whole seminar just on that because it makes such a massive, massive difference for people. So really, if you want to see changes, the root of all issues really begins with the beliefs you're holding about yourself, about your business, about money, about people, about your health, about your relationships. You shift those, you shift everything, because we are literally our beliefs. Amazing. Amazing when you think of it, right? We are our beliefs. That's crazy, but it's absolutely, absolutely, absolutely true. Okay. If you want to do some coaching with me, I would love to speak with you. First coaching session is introductory. That means you and I get on the phone and we do a little exploration. You do a little dance with me. I do a little dance with you. See if there's a good fit. If there, what you're dealing with is something that I can absolutely help you with. If I can't, I won't take you on. If I can, I certainly will. And you also get to interview me and figure out whether or not you think and you believe that what I can do is going to benefit you. So if you want to do that, just go over to my website, robertimbrielli.com. And there's a big button on the menu up there called coaching. And you'll find the information about my coaching programs there. And there's also a button that you can click on to schedule a free discovery call with me. And I'd love to do that with you before the end of the year. So I'm booking up people right now before the end of the year. I want you to set yourself up on the path to success for 2019. If you want to do it, I know December is a crazy busy month. I know it gets really fast. Don't let yourself get caught up in taking care of everybody else's issues. Do something for yourself this year and make sure that you spend some time, some money, some effort, some energy on doing something that's really going to make a difference going forward for yourself. So I encourage you to get that done. If you want to email me, by the way, my email is robert@ultimatewealth.com. Happy to answer any of your questions. You're certainly welcome to email me anytime. Be happy to, like I said, respond to any questions that you may have about that. And I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor today, which is my website, marketingthunder.com, where we have interviews, and I call them mini courses, from some of the most brilliant minds out there. Fred Gleick, Tara Alamany, Dr. Tiana Conti, Jeanette Joy Fisher, to name just a few. You may know some of these faces, Warren Whitlock on there, and Adam Homey, and Brian Basilico as well, and more coming all the time. It's very simple to get enrolled in this. You just go over to marketingthunder.com, and you'll see a little form like that. They'll get you to log in. No problem there. And once you're in the members area, you'll have a lot of different sections: coaching, marketing, information marketing, new media, list building, publishing, success and motivation, and also some bonus courses as well. Now, very simple to get in here. It's just $1 to do a 7-day trial. So you have access to everything, no restrictions, for 7 full days for just $1. If you decide to stay, you can either do the monthly, $9.95 a month, or you can buy it annually for just $97 for the year. And I'm going to continue interviewing more people. I've got some brilliant minds who are lined up already to do interviews and teach some of their best strategies. And I'm going to be putting those courses into the Marketing Thunder website for you. So I encourage you to go over there, marketingthunder.com. Have a look at it. Get signed up before the end of the year. And if you want to work with me, remember, drop me an email, robert@ultimatewealth.com. And I will be happy to sit down with you over the phone or over Skype, whichever you prefer. And we can talk about what's going on with you and what you really want to accomplish for 2019. Let's get you set up for success. Let's get you set up so that those beliefs that you've been holding on to that are no longer serving you can be removed, wiped away, transformed, transitioned, changed, and put beliefs in place that will support what you're trying to accomplish in your life. All right. Thank you for watching today. I really appreciate it. If this was valuable to you, please do me a favor, share it with your friends, give it a nice thumbs up. I really appreciate that. And let people know that it's here and they should subscribe and watch it as well. Thanks so much. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.